Did you know that journalist, suffragist, and anti-lynching activist Ida B. Wells was one of the founders of the NAACP? Harford Community College will host screenings of Ida B. Wells' A Passion for Justice, which includes selections of Wells' writing, read by Toni Morrison. The screening complements figures of Wells and Mary Church on loan from the Great Blacks and Wax Museum. Cheryl Love, student diversity specialist in Harford Community College's Office of Student Life, tells us more.
Most known for her fierce opposition to the lynchings of Black people in post-Reconstruction America, Ida Bell Wells conducted investigations, compiled statistical data, and published her findings. This work challenged the false narrative of Black men raping and assaulting white women throughout the South as an excuse to murder innocent men, women, and children. Born on the eve of emancipation, Wells learned that freedom from the passage of the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments was only theoretical. The abrupt termination of Reconstruction and the resulting political concessions to appease Southern interests sought to maintain slavery and left Black Americans unprotected, legally, socially, and politically. Nevertheless, Ida asserted herself. In 1883, she fought Tennessee's Separate Car Act. The act relegated Black passengers to substandard accommodations, violating the Constitution's 14th Amendment. Ida won her case in 1884, only to have the decision reversed in 1887 by the state Supreme Court. Committed to exposing and stopping the lynchings of innocent people, Wells traveled the country and abroad to galvanize support. Known as Princess of the Press, her seminal works include Southern Horrors, Lynch Laws in All Its Phases, and The Red Racket, Tabulated Statistics and Alleged Causes of Lynchings in the United States. Her books, editorials, and public appearances all served as a platform to shine a floodlight on the atrocities committed through mob violence. Ida lived a full life as an activist, entrepreneur, journalist, wife, and mother to four. In 1896, she joined hundreds of Black women from around the country in Boston to organize the National Association of Colored Women's Clubs. They addressed their needs and aspirations. They discussed how race and gender intersected, and issues such as education and programs for youth, voting rights, housing, fair labor contracts, hunger, health care, Social Security, and world peace. Refusing to be relegated to the rear, Ida defied organizers of the Women's Suffrage March in 1913, saying, "Either I go with you or not at all. I am doing this for the betterment of my whole race." Consequently, she marched alongside the white delegates of her home state, Illinois. Ida died at the age of 69 after having lived her life in service to humanity. Because of her vision, we are a more just society today. The wax likeness of Ida B. Wells and first president of the National Association of Colored Women's Club, Mary Church Terrell, are now on display at Harford Community College. Located at the college's Hayes High House, the figures are on loan from Baltimore's National Great Blacks and Wax Museum until June. Their presence at the college is sponsored by Harford Community College's Soar to Success program and the Harford Community College Library.
Harford Community College will screen the documentary on March 12th at 12:30 and 1:40 and on April 18th at 12:30. Learn more about the college at harford.edu. Maryland Humanities is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by Maryland Humanities for WIPR. For Maryland Humanities, I'm Phoebe Stein.